Think about the shirt you're wearing today. Although it was probably made in a factory somewhere, at one time, that style was just someone's idea. Someone designed it, cut out a pattern, cut or ripped the fabric, sewed it together, and prepped it for the runway. That's what Western Michigan University design students have been doing since December to prepare for their annual fashion show this weekend. Last week, student designers were rushing to complete their clothing lines.
We put a lot of sweat, tears, and blood into this.
That's WMU student Tekudwa Chiduma, or TK for short.
On that final day, I think everybody just sees the glamorousness of all of it. Like, oh, she made a collection and she looks cute, but it's actually a lot of work. Like, I think I've had 6 hours of sleep this week.
This year's show is called Copacetic Couture, and it has a 1920s theme. Though some student designers incorporated this theme into their line, don't expect to see a bunch of flapper dresses and suspenders. Moda Vice President Chloe Reinhardt says the theme mostly applies to the decorations and the model's look.
Finger waving, very close to the curls and very close to the head. Hair on the side is going to be a small little bun. The eyes for makeup are going to be very kind of dramatic, not too much, but definitely something that you would see like on the red carpet.
Christina Chapman is on Moda's executive board. She says all of the designers had to audition with 3 faculty members to be in the show.
So they have to have a board with is the inspiration board of their line. They have to have sketches. They have to have either fabric swatches or like color palettes. And they go through an interview process with the professors, and we let them know if they get in the show or not.
My name is Kaylee Burgess, and I'm also a designer. I was inspired by the Garden of Hesperides, and Hesperides are Greek goddesses of sunset. So my line is really sexy and ethereal and really pretty and all draped.
My name is Taylor Swaim, and I am a designer. I designed a pattern called the Infinity Pattern, which is just a continuous line all over the body.
More than 30 designers are participating in the show, including a few high school students. While most of the student lines will be more wearable, 10 student designers will show avant-garde pieces.
I'm Caitlin Mitchell. I am the blog chairperson. My friend Emily and I are designing an avant-garde piece. It has to be dramatic, something people wouldn't wear in everyday life. It has to stand out, and it just basically has to wow the audience.
I'm Emily Elizabeth Scott. Ours has actually this huge floral back that comes up above the model's head, so that's definitely not modern day wear.
Yeah, what is this? What does this look like?
It's like a halter. It's all black except for the skirt is this really a bunch of tulle. It's very big and wide, similar to a wedding gown, very poofy, with this very dark periwinkle sort of color. It's all black and scary and dark, but pretty, hopefully too.
Many of the students in the show have to buy all of the fabric and materials to make their clothing, which can be pretty expensive. In past years, the Western Student Association helped fund the show, but this year, Chapman says Moda is on its own. She says the show may be a challenge, but once models hit the runway, it's all worth it.
What we do for design is what the teacher's criteria is. So this is their opportunity to be creative. Anything they ever want to do to learn something, they can learn from the professors. They help them. This is just their avenue just to be as creative as they want to be.
You can see the fashion show put on by WMU's Merchandising Opportunities and Design Association this weekend. Models will be on the runway at the Kalamazoo Expo Center Friday and Saturday night, starting at 8. Some of the money raised at the show will go to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation.